The Prime Minister is going to the Puntland region first, to Garowe, then Puntland for 2 or 3 days official visit. That will be his visit for the last 6 months that he was the Prime Minister of the Transitional Federal Government. And we expect that the delegation of ministers and MPs and other civil servants will be accompanying him with his journey. I can confirm that the Prime Minister is leaving today.
Farhan, some people are saying that the Prime Minister's visit to the semi-autonomous Puntland was because of the assassination or the killing of the Muslim clerics recently that has caused a lot of controversy.
Well, in fact, yes, you might be aware of that. Before the assassination of the clerics, which was an unfortunate event, there's also been the killing of the Minister of Information of Puntland in the same city, Galkayo. And there's been also a growing concern on the security of the region, which has relatively been very peaceful compared to the rest of southern Somalia. And there's also the effect of the piracy. The country is also having a lot of humanitarian concerns. And there are a lot of also other security missions that need to be discussed with the Puntland authority. So all those things combined have actually brought about the trip that the Prime Minister and his delegates will be going to Mogadishu. It's also another reason is that this trip has been planned about 3 months ago. It didn't happen because of what is happening in Mogadishu. I think we're having a spell of this in here now. And so this lull could be actually be on a window for the Prime Minister and his delegates to advantage of.
Looking at the relative peace that Puntland has been enjoying, do you think some of these hardline insurgents want to take some parts of Puntland and make it ungovernable?
Well, in fact, the Puntland authority have done a lot ensuring that Puntland remains a peaceful and prosperous and forward-looking authority, actually. And I'm very proud of what they have done. But then, however, in Somalia, things crop up from time to time. And the unfortunate incident that happened in the last few days and few weeks, and I hope will not recur, and I hope will not resurface again. And one of the reasons is to discuss with the Puntland authority of how we can cooperate in terms of security. What happens today in Mogadishu, and it's not going to be far from Puntland. Therefore, cooperation within Somalia, cooperation within the authorities that exist is a paramount. It's very important that we help each other, that we cooperate, that we defend the rights of the people. And also, we actually work with the rest of the regional community and international communities. The very concern of the regional international community now in Puntland is not only what is happening internally, but also what is happening around the shore. The piracy issue. That is one thing that we can help each other on.
Hardline Islamic insurgents are giving your government a hard time. Do you think you can learn a thing or two from them in order to stabilize the whole Somalia?
We are actually cooperating in a lot of front. And I know for fact that there are a number of areas that we're already cooperating, including the police. And Harmo Police Training Center is producing a lot of police cadets and cadres, officials who are already working in Mogadishu. And as you know that the police authority and the military authority and our security personnel in here comes from all over the country, including the Puntland region. And we're now actually establishing also our marine forces, which will also include a lot of Puntlandis. And the areas that we'll also be working will not be only around Mogadishu, but will be around the length of the Somali coast. And with the help of the authorities among themselves, is the piracy issue, the extremist issue, the insecurity in our cities, the humanitarian and problems that are surfacing from region to region, and other also economic operations in terms of revenue sharing and governance issues, and all those things are a frontier that we can all tackle together.
What reaction do you want from the Puntland administration?
Well, in fact, the new authorities of both sides will be working and has been working over the months in a number of frontiers, including and cooperating on issues of security, on issues of piracy, on issues of humanitarian, on issues of federalism, and other major issues that is concern to both of us. And I'm sure when is the Prime Minister and his delegates reach there and discuss a lot of issues with the Puntland Authority, a number of groundworks will be prepared, and including, for example, committees that will be working on specific technicalities. Out of those technical committees, a lot of proposals and a lot of and frameworks and mechanisms for cooperation will be proposed. And it will depend on those understandings. I don't want to fall and say anything before those things take place. But I have a high hope that everything will be smoothly agreed.
So you expect a genuine cooperation and meeting with the Puntland authorities?
I hope that the indications have always been that the cooperation of Puntland Authority with the Tunisian federal government has been very amicable, very friendly, very understanding, and this is actually a high time for the authorities of the region to cooperate in this frontier. And I hope and I think the signs are very good for the time being. Yeah.